Mason back here at the Big Board, and once again, we're talking sleepers in the 2015 NFL Draft, and this week, we're checking out a couple of offensive linemen who probably aren't first-rounders, but certainly going to represent good value, I think, on the second, maybe even the third day. First one we're going to talk about is Jahmyl Douglas out of Arizona State University, 6'4", 307, and this is a guy who, you look at his size, you know, you look at his footwork and his quickness. This is a lineman who is a classic zone blocking tackle. His work came on the left side here, as you can see, at Arizona State. Does a good job there getting up and getting his man out of the picture. And there you see him getting upfield. Obviously, maybe not the most authoritative block on that play, but at the same time, you like his athleticism and his willingness to get downfield. He makes a block there to spring the runner for the second level for a touchdown on this play against Colorado back last season. And then you see him here again, gets out in front and is primarily responsible for springing that run. The reason why you're not talking about Jahmyl Douglas as a first or maybe even a second day guy is simply because of his size, 307 pounds, smaller than most teams would like from a tackle. But if you're a zone blocking team like the Broncos, he might represent a very good value and be a very good fit. The next guy is a guy who's a little more scheme independent, Tyson Brailo, 6'5", 315 out of Colorado State. So a lot of UCSU fans know him pretty well and know what he can do. Worked almost exclusively at left tackle at CSU. And when he got down to the Senior Bowl in January, they tried him out on the right side for a few days. And I asked him about that down at the Senior Bowl. And he talked about how it was a little bit of a struggle because, you know, you've got to get everything reversed. And we saw last year with Chris Clark with the Broncos how it can be tough to go from the left side to the right side. It's not simple. It's not simple as snapping your fingers and making that transition. So that may be a bit difficult for him, as right now I think he projects as a right tackle. Could be a left tackle down the line. He's got the size, and although maybe not the brute power to be a left tackle, but at the same time, I think his future is going to be on the right side. And you saw there, he had. I'll show you back here on the big board here. We'll get past this clip, pardon me, but you'll see there he is on the right side. So he does have some experience on the right side. You saw there in a jumbo package in the CU-CSU Rocky Mountain Showdown during his career. Thanks for joining me, as always, at the Big Board. And next week, we'll be talking about defensive lineman sleepers in the draft. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for watching.